confused. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Gimel Sivan, the first day of Shlosh Shimei Hagbala. And we're learning and we're up to what? Yeah, that's where it has to be. That's the din. And we're learning Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh, where the Chavos HaLvavos says you gotta think, you gotta go through life thinking. And Cheshbon HaNefesh means you have to think and consider and think about things. Stop with the MP3 players, with the iPods, with the music. Stop even with the Shiurim. Think a little. And he gives you 30 things to think about. And we're up to number 12 on page Reish Nun. We're in the beginning of number 12, the last six lines on the page. Vofen Hashneim Osar, Cheshbon number 12.
Pencil
as opposed to a pen?
Pencil.
Sorry. Vofen Hashneim Osar number 12. Oh, are you looking for a pencil that you left here? No, Stam, you need a pencil. Is there? I don't know. I think it sort of disappeared, maybe. Maybe not. Anyway, number 12.
At the bottom.
Cheshbono im nafsho.
At the bottom.
The bottom. They're doing the Isha Torah thing here. Cheshbono im nafsho. Be honest with yourself for a change. Be'es lihituso v'ta'avoso le'inyoni ha'olam b'chol kocho v'hesek atzoso v'tachlis yecholto. Think about that. Think about how much your goals and your enthusiasm and your ambition and your thoughts are towards success in olam hazeh things. You want to be successful at work. You want to be healthy. Well, I know it. Obviously, health could be an olam haba thing, and so could work, though. But it just means, where's your focus? When you wake the guy up in the middle of the night and say, like, what is your dream? What is your ambition? So what is the answer? He says, consider how much you're excited and how much you're involved and how much you care and how much your enthusiasm is le'inyoni ha'olam b'chol kocho v'hesek atzoso. You're thinking how to solve the problem at work. You're not thinking about maybe how to answer Tyson's kasha. Maybe you won't. He says, let's be honest and make this cheshbon. How excited and ambitious and what do you consider to be your success in yoni ha'olam? Yashvelakach, and compare it, Zulzulo, he's not very nice, he assumes it's not so good. Zulzulo, his Zilzul, Binyanachriso, when he was talking about eternity. He goes, oh, I'm so excited, I'm going to, you have a project at work. You wake up, you're excited, you have a project at work. You wake up, you're excited, I'm going to go daven now and talk to Hashem. So he says, you know, what are you thinking about? What's in your mind? You wake up and say, what's your game plan for your life? What's your ambition? What do you want to be when you grow up? So compare how you feel about olam hazeh things and how you feel about olam haba things. Vaz yimtza, and you'll probably find ki machshavto, what takes up his mind. Be'inyone ha'olam gevoha miyod, is that a pretty high level, you know, when is tuna fish on sale, and what's going to be with the car, and am I going to meet my mortgage payment, and like, and I want this, and I like this food, and I want this, is rochav ma'od, is pretty broad, kilo yisapik also mu'uma misugei harachush. He like sort of segues now into talking about your desire for money. You can't quench that thirst. And the Gemara's pithy lashon, which he does not bring down, Yesh lo moneh rotzei masayim, he compares it to a fire. And the more you acquire, it's like you're putting fuel, you're adding fuel to the fire. That's what he says. Elohi ko'esh. You think, it's like, you know, they compare it to drinking salty water when you're thirsty. So he compares it to getting firewood and putting it on the fire. Komasha hosafta eitzim, if you add, you just get a bigger fire. Hosafta shall have this. B'chol machshavto utfunoso, in his thoughts and his wisdom, he's trying to figure out a problem. Look at that, a problem he has at work. How do you solve something? Usunim b'yomu b'layla, that's what he's thinking of. Eino nechshav etzlo yedid. He doesn't consider a friend as someone that got him a job. A friend is someone that got him a raise. A friend is someone that got him a promotion. A friend is someone that smoothed out a problem he had at work. And he doesn't that's who his friends are. His mental and emotional involvement is in all about them. And that's what you should think about and realize. Like, think about how much is your... How much are you in Olam Hazeh, and that's what you look forward to, and that's what your life is full of, and that's where your mindset is, and that's what you think about, and that's where you consider yourself to find success or failure, right? And as I said, people who are poor, they consider themselves failures in life. Like that, they're embarrassed. Like that lady, right? I told her, "What are you embarrassed about? Hashem should be embarrassed, not you." She had a small apartment. She didn't want to invite anybody over to her house because she was embarrassed that she had a small apartment. So I said to her, "What are you embarrassed about? Shep should be embarrassed, not you. What are you embarrassed about?" So he says, "Who's your friend? Your friends are people that help you with your Olam Hazeh things. Below amiss, it's a strange word. I don't know. It must be a modern Hebrew word. But I looked in the regular translation. It means loyalty, ne'emon. Below amiss must be some Ivrit word.
Word amiss is
colleague. Colleague.
I don't know what...
In the translation of Rav Tibon, it says ne'emon. I guess it means a confidant. Below amiss, ela ha'ma'am tso'elo, someone who gives you... What?
Boy's name and a girl's name.
Okay. Is someone who gives you access to your boss, let's say. Sho'e's busy... Shomer Onos Atsiros Haschoros. He's looking at pork belly futures. You know, what's going to be in the stock markets. Mani Michirosa. When's a good time to buy? When's a good time to sell? Price is going up. Price is going down. He's busy checking the stock exchanges in Japan. It's ready tomorrow in Japan. Then he's checking the stock exchanges in Australia. It's ready yesterday in Australia. Or vice versa, whatever it is. But okay, in Matzava Machirim. He checks the stock market, up, down, what's going on, 24 hours, Japan, as I said, it's right now, there's no such thing. There's stock markets all around the world. Tamid, v'choker, alat sescharas, v'iridasan, right, when's the new model car coming out, what's in style now, what's going to be with oil, oil's going up, oil's going down, vegetables are going up, vegetables going down. He's busy with this the whole time. Yonkrum, v'zum, chakatsvi, oilam. If he has to travel to the Philippines, he goes to the Philippines. If he had to go to the Philippines to, to buy a new Sefer that just came out and it would help him in his learning, he would say, "What are you, crazy? I don't go to the Philippines to get a Sefer." Below home, below car, sounds like he's describing the mailman. Not heat, not cold, below Sar Hayom, not the ocean. You know what people do, you know, they say, you know, Vastupanish for Panusa, but don't, you know. Kozemach was Chetzel Agil Tachliso. He wants to be successful. They ain't low Tachlis, and that's it. And he doesn't. And he says, you don't find success in this. You can put all your efforts and your koichas into this. The Efshe Sheyasachse Basokam. You do everything, you read all the books. You actually are the only person in the world that reads through the quarterly reports or the semi-annual reports, and then you buy the stock, and then the stock goes bow. Lo yasek yamatzar, he gets his tsar hamamushach v'ho'oy v'avoy. That's pretty cute. I don't know what it says by the other one. There's nothing to show for it, but a pain, you know. with all of his work, who knows what it'll be, you know. The Higiel HaMitzvah Mashakiva, if he gets half of what he was dreaming about, he's going to become wealthy, he's going to be successful, he's going to have a six-figure salary. Maybe that's very small nowadays. You need an eight-figure salary. He says, even if you get it, so who says you'll be around to enjoy it? Okay, we're going to stop here. So I have to